We have a little spotlight interview with author Mark Romanelli. And he recently created a book called The Imagination Warriors. He lives here locally down the road in Lamy. And welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here.
Now, your book, The Imagination Warriors, it recently won the Mom's Choice Awards, honoring excellence. So that's pretty good for a first time out, huh?
I think it is. It's very encouraging.
What do you think captured their imagination?
I think embedded in a book that is quite entertaining are some very positive messages for young people. And I tried not to make the messages too obvious and not didactic, because I don't think kids relate to that at all. The messages are about the power, the transcendent power of our native imaginations, of our creativity, and actually our intuition as mm-hmm. well. And it occurs to me, we use other people's imaginations all the time,
right?
But don't necessarily use ours. And I think given the backdrop, this is a bigger answer to your question, John.
Uh-huh.
But the bigger backdrop of this digital avalanche that we live within that will only continue its, kind of destructive ways. I feel like it attacks our youth in that it eclipses what natively would normally be there
mm-hmm.
if you simply go outside and see the stars at night.
Right, exactly. Well, one of the things I was thinking about in preparation for this was all the controversy back in the, I don't know if it was the 90s or the 2000s with the British program Teletubbies, and how that was controversial because it was programming aimed at preschool kids, you know. And now, instead of the television being the babysitter, it's the phone or the pad, and it just short circuits so many things.
Yeah.
But we'll get to some of that in a moment. Tell us about you. You have a background in photography and cinematography.
Yeah.
how did you bridge the picture images with the word images?
Well, for me, I found it to be a very organic and natural process. Yes, I've been a professional photographer my entire life, and I continue to take pictures professionally, being a professional photographer. But what I've noticed over the last few years is that I have great facility with the written word, and it came so easily to me that I almost didn't value it.
Uh-huh.
And
you just assumed it was just part of you.
I just assumed. And it's an interesting thing at this age I am now. I'm 63, and I feel more authentically creative with the written word, at least as much as I do with the visual image. I love to tell visual stories with words. And it occurred mm-hmm. to me, though it sounds sort of like a tagline, that words are the new Photoshop.
is a good one.
But in essence, it has always been that way.
What are you doing with those 26 characters, huh?
That's almost about right. Well, I've got, you know, not to give too much away, but on the cover of my book, I have 12 throne chairs. And I don't. I would love your readers to read the book, because it is a amazing time-spanning mystery that goes back to the Renaissance. But I have to fill all 12 of those throne chairs,
uh-huh.
and then some wondrous things will probably occur.
All right. Well, one more question about your background. You alluded to this. You said that. You love to tell stories with pictures. So you're still a storyteller.
Yes.
At heart.
Yes.
And so your new medium is words. As a photographer, were you given assignments and then you had to bring those to fruition?
No. The way I worked was I always, and still do, self-assign myself sort of a photo task. Mm-hmm. I would typically cast a shoot by myself based on a particular concept. Mm-hmm. This is the people work that I do. Previous to that, I've been shooting people for a quarter century. But previous to that, I was traveling all over the world and doing, you know, travel photography.
Uh-huh.
But over the last quarter century, it's people. And I really love photographing people who are real folks, not models, not actors. I'd like to think I'm able to get a wonderful, real, authentic performance out of them. Let's be clear. It is that, because it's not real life. But you're going after something that at least feels real.
Okay.
And I think that's something I can bring to the written word as well, that the descriptive force, I find what I do is if I'm at a certain juncture in the book where I have to describe something really interesting, fascinating, I put myself in that world.
Uh-huh.
And then I find I can describe it with the right. With the right words.
With the right words. Well, tell us about the book, The Imagination Warriors.
Goodness gracious. It is a book that spans 500 years, truly. It is also, that's the macro story. The micro story, it is the journey of a number of characters. And it occurred to me at about 3 in the morning, when I do some of my best thinking, that all of these characters are damaged or compromised in some ways, as we all are. And they are working through some issues that I'd like to think they make headway with and they begin to resolve as they find out more about who they are. But it is the story of a 9-year-old girl who lives in Lamy, New Mexico. It's based on my daughter, Philomena. That's her real name.
Yeah.
She is, by her own design, left alone a lot in the summertime. Her dad is a paleontologist who's on a dig up in North Dakota, I think. And her mom really knows that her daughter is quite independent, quite feisty.
Right.
So she goes traveling, and I'd like to call her a lamiologist because she walks the tracks and she digs up these finds, which relate to an old hotel that actually existed in Lamy. It was a Fred Harvey hotel called the El Ortiz.
Okay.
And this is in the book as well. The book involves time travel. The book involves seeing the world through the eyes of artists. It involves a 500-year-old Renaissance artist who, bum, 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 is still alive, traveling through his painting portals. I don't want to give too much more away, but it's a pretty wide-ranging. I've been told by an editor it's basically 5 books in one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've gotten maybe a quarter of the way through the book, and the painting are so important, or this one particular painting is important. The painting becomes the portal through which this time travel occurs, and Philomena has all of a sudden she's had a realization that this painting changes
very much so.
And what the heck's going on? Is that me or I?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the positive messages that's important to convey is the native power that we all have, which is our ability to transcend through the use of imagination. And as we were talking about previously, you know, we're always using other people's imagination. We don't maybe use ours as much as we could, and I think we need to exercise it. The book is about exercising our own imaginations and how we transcend as we go through that portal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The author of The Imagination Warriors, and you can see Mark You can experience Mark doing a reading down at the Collected Works bookstore. Tell us a little bit about that, the time and the location.
Oh, I'd be happy to, John. Thank you. Collected Works has been wonderfully receptive and accommodating.
It's a bookstore. Remember those?
It's a local bookstore. And they've asked me to come in on October 14th. That is this Sunday, from the hours from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. to read from my book. And hopefully I get to talk about the process of writing my first book. And I'd also love to talk about the process of this transition between taking pictures all my life and now writing words and creating images in written form. Hopefully a lot of kids and parents will come. And I'd like to think I'm an enthusiastic and passionate reader, and I'm going to make it as entertaining as I can for these guys.
Okay. All right. So it's definitely a kid-friendly event.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to meet the star of my book, the real Philomena.
That's today at 4 o'clock, downtown Santa Fe, Collected Works Bookstore. Wow. All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.